From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The number of migrants crossing illegally into Hungary dropped steeply. The Hungarian government said on Wednesday that only 366 migrants were rounded up on Tuesday, the first day of operation for Hungary's strict new laws punishing people who enter the country illegally. On Monday, however, police said over 9,300 migrants crossed into Hungary. Meanwhile, the tide may have turned southward as migrants were seen entering Croatia from Serbia. The Croatian interior minister said on Tuesday that Croatia has preparations in place for the migrants and will enact an emergency plan if needed. Meanwhile, some American lawmakers are urging the United States to do more. Senator Bob Corker is chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
As a nation, I hate to say it, we bear some responsibility for what's happening. The type of things that are occurring are things you would never imagine would occur in the year 2015, maybe in 1015, but not 2015.
More than 430,000 migrants seeking a better life, including refugees from Syria and Iraq, have crossed into Europe this year. Experts say nearly 3,000 have died trying. Kenya's National Commission on Human Rights is accusing police and security forces of numerous violations, including murder and torture, in the country's ongoing fight against terrorism. The commission said in a report Tuesday that human rights violations are widespread, systematic, and well-coordinated, and that ethnic Somalis and Muslims have been disproportionately targeted. Kenyan officials have not yet responded to the report. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Syrian President Bashar